ready?
All right, welcome back to the Eating Like It podcast. We got ourselves a little bit of a homecoming coming up here at the end of March that you were invited to. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, I want to introduce you to a Nashville recording artist. She's a first-time cookbook author, and she's also my guest here on the Eating Like It podcast. Her name is Hannah Dasher. How are you?
Jesse. Hey. I'm Jekyll.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to hang out with us. I ask around, hey, I hear she's from Springfield. You know anyone that knows her? And everybody, I asked four people and everybody knew. They didn't know anyone who knew you, but they were familiar with you and your work. So it is kind of homecoming. You grew up the road here in Springfield, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I take pictures with folks at the grocery store.
Right.
Kind of things like that. Just up the road, 20 miles, yes. 20 minutes towards Savannah.
Yeah, very good. How often do you get back down this way?
Not often enough, but four times a year. I'm typically coming down, though, on the 30th.
My
first book signing downtown. It's going to be fun.
We will talk about that. The name of the book, you've got one right there. I've got one right here. It's called Stand By Your Pan.
Stand by your pan.
Stand by your pan. You've been up there doing your building your career as a recording artist. You do have an album coming up, which we will talk about here in a minute. But where'd this whole cookbook idea come from?
I loved eating. I loved to cook, but I was home visiting my mother probably 12 years ago, home from Nashville, and Kimberly Schlappman of Little Big Town had a new cooking show at the time on TV. Right. And my mother was like, Sally, she calls me Sally. She goes, you're a lot of fun. You really ought to have a cooking show. You should call it Stand By Your Pan. And we laughed about it. And I was like, Mama, that's brilliant. So that Monday, I went to my lawyer's office with a check and said, let's trademark this some biscuit for later use. And so who knew that, COVID or quarantine would present the perfect storm for me to test trial it. And then now here we are with my first big deal cookbook as well. So, I'm juggling a fitter and a frying pan. I write for Sony Music, Nashville, and then, of course, I'm, and HarperCollins. So, yeah.
Was it something, though, that, you love the idea, Mama, that's brilliant, but was it something
I'm a nostalgic person anyway, and... Right. For years, I was the only female touring with a pedal steel guitar. Mm-hmm. I like throwback. Hell, look at my kitchen.
Yeah, no, I see it.
Yeah, and my closet. I like throwback things. I live in a time capsule. I'm not like a weirdo. This was the furniture that I inherited that nobody wanted, so I've just added to it, and now it's a little honky-tonk Graceland, and people want to have their photo shoots here. But Stand By Your Pan is just, it's a representation of the things that I love that I want to carry forward, even down to just good old classic hospitality tips.
Yeah. And you flipping through it. I mean, I'm looking at some of the names here. You got Get Your Man Beef Roast. You got Sissy's Shepherd Pie. You've got Rockstar Cabbage. These are all very, very, very approachable recipes. How long did it take you to collect them and put them together? And are any of these grandmas?
You mean the hoochie grandmother?
I don't know. I'm not going there.
Well, you haven't done your research.
I don't know anything about that.
How good is Jesse? Well, I'm going to my recent viral series is about my hoochie grandmother. And it's funny. I get stopped and I go, I love your hoochie grandmother. So, yes, both my grandmothers loved to cook. But I do have a couple of each of my grandmothers, a couple of recipes that are in here. Traveling the world as a touring musician, it took leaving home to realize, okay, all soul food's not created equal. But what really affirmed that for me was traveling the world and trying to restaurants and, trying lots of great food and realizing, what we do in the Low Country, specifically in Effingham County, is very special. Mm-hmm. And my goal was to give you my versions of these things. I've tried to perfect what I love and just to give you, to render the best flavor and the best texture. Yeah. And also to break it down into a way that, Brinley can cook like a Betty. But there's a lot of these secrets that make a pound cake crust a little chewy and more decadent on the inside, mm-hmm. went to the grave with the Miss Bettys and the Miss Evelyns of the world that we know. And so, mm-hmm. you know, through trial and error, I'm sharing a lot of these secrets with you. And stand very by good. Your pen.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Fried chicken livers with port wine sauce. I saw a recipe for balsamic vinaigrette, I should say. A lot of simple stuff here. Biscuits.
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of desserts.
Well, the chicken livers recipe, I'd say, was inspired by Vic's on the River. We were having a Christmas Eve brunch there several years ago, and they had fried chicken livers and onions on the appetizer. Yeah, right. as one of our appetizers, it was delicious. And I thought, oh, this would be good on mashed potatoes or grits. And I thought, you know what? This would be better with gravy.
Yeah.
Better yet, let's make it a port wine sauce. So, but it's a versatile recipe. It's so good. It's really rich and really heavy. But, you know, add some bean cherries and put a duck breast in it.
I'm guessing it is
more sophisticated palate, but it's also, this is your go-to for collard greens. This is your go-to for good macaroni and cheese that is going to turn out well and be flavored well and right texture, not too soupy, not too dry. It's going to be delicious.
I mean, I'm looking here at a recipe for tartar sauce. I mean, it doesn't get much more simple than that.
Exactly. Well, it's amazing to me that, you know, the amount of girls my age and younger who don't know how to cook, not just girls, but guys. And so I don't want that to die. I don't want, you know, like, I don't want anyone to grow up without home-cooked meals during the week, at least a few times.
There's something special about that.
I
hear you. Well, we're going to talk about your book signing here downtown Savannah on the 30th. But first, tell us about this new album you got coming out.
All right, I call it's really a half record.
Okay.
But Mark D. Sanders, Hall of Famer, I love him. He's an incredible songwriter. But he and I sat down years ago and wrote this funny thing. I had a verse and a part of a chorus written. And because 14, 15 years ago, nobody had written a song about Waffle House yet that I'd heard. It wound up foreshadowing my future viral internet friend, the Cornbread Cowboy. Bless his heart. But it's basically my version of Loretta's Don't Come Home with Drinking with Loving on Your Mind. And so I thought this would be a great time with the release of the cookbook, as busy as I am, to pull that one out of the vault and to join it with a few others that you might know. Stand By Your Man, popular demand, if you will. My fans have been asking me for years to cut that one. So I've recorded a really cool version of that and a couple others that you may know. And we put them on a fun little EP called Scattered, Smothered, and Covered.
Nice.
So I thought that that paired well with this cookbook coming out. So at the end of the month, on the 27th, you can get Scattered, Smothered, and Covered as well.
So that'll come out the 27th. You're going to be here at Coastal Tale and Tables.
Coastal Table and Tales, yes. On March the 30th, I'll be flying in. I'll be honky-tonking in Queens, New York, and in Boston, and I'm flying right into Savannah.
A cute little venue. I got to go there a few weeks ago for a book signing. It's not very big, so if anyone wants to go,
get your tickets.
Yeah.
Is it a walk-up thing, or are they selling tickets?
I think it's on Eventbrite, so I assume there's going to be tickets. Do come.
Yeah, I don't want to push anybody away. I don't want folks to not come because they think it's too small. So maybe we'll cut that out.
I would bet it fits max 40. Max.
Oh, so, let's sell it out. So maybe let's cut this out of the interview so people know. I don't want that to scare folks away from not coming.
Right.
Lines. I want there to be a line outside, and that's a good look.
We'll work on that for you. We'll work on that.
It's bigger than East Shaver, right? So
yeah, that's right.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, this venue is brand new. They just opened Thanksgiving. They're going to be doing cooking demos in there and all that stuff. It's really, really nice.
Coastal Table and Tales, right? It's on Bull Street.
Yeah. You'll have a good time there. Do you have? I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a favorite recipe in this book?
Oh, heavens. I guess it depends on whatever I'm in the mood for.
I heard that.
If I'm in the mood for something sweet, my little layer chocolate cake is really, really hard to beat. Actually, my triple chocolate pound cake is probably my favorite.
Okay.
As far as that goes, it's rich and chocolatey like Kevin Hart, and it'll, it'll hurt people's feelings.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. If I don't know that I'm going to be able to attend on the 30th, but if I do, I will fix you one of them pound cakes and I'll show up.
I love it. Well, good. There are several secrets that I include. There's one I don't tell you, but three of my four. Okay. Are in this recipe, and you know how competitive cooks and things are. You interview chefs all the time, so you know. Yeah. It's such a decadent. Like I had to fight with the editor to get certain things in here, you know, because you know fancy cookbook chefs or editors that they only do things in 25-degree increments, mm-hmm. you know. But if you want the right texture on your pound cake, mm-hmm. you know, so bake it at 315. Trust me on that. Don't put it in a cold oven.
Okay. And very good.
Either way, but yeah, for a sweet, for a savory, again, I mean, that cane butter, that oven fried cane butter chicken is really hard to beat.
Okay.
It's so good.
Sounds good.
And it's easy.
So the album comes out the 27th. It's called Smothered and Covered.
Scattered,
Smothered, and Covered. That's the 27th. On the 30th, you'll be here downtown Savannah for the book signing. The book is called
Stand by Your Pan. Yes.
Her name is Hannah Dasher, Springfield, Georgia's Hannah Dasher. Give you an early welcome home, young lady, in case I cannot make it. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. A good time will be had. You'll have copies of the book there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I'll be signing copies, taking photos. I think they'll do a Q&A, you know, kind of like what they do with Maddie Matheson, just a fun little interactive. It won't be dull, I'll tell you that. But this is a cookbook unlike any others. It's a good read. Even if you never cook out of it, I would just encourage your followers to just pick it up. It'll leave them in a better spot. They're going to laugh.
I bet. Especially
a great hostess gift.
After these 12 minutes, these are a hoot. If there's anything like this in there, my goodness.
You're so
Hannah
sweet.
Dasher, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. Good luck with the album and the book. And hopefully I'll get to hug your neck on the 30th.
I would love to hug your neck. Yes, please do. Hey, what are some new places, when we're off air, but what are some new places that you recommend? Because I've not
to
been in
eat?
The Savannah food scene. Yes.
I'll email you 4 or 5.
It's your 11. Okay.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, Savannah's food scene is about to go, you ask me, it's about to go like through the roof. It's already good, but we're about to start getting closer to Charleston, if you ask me. But
oh, I love it. Is Ford Fry opening a place down there, or is that just rumor?
Where? Who?
Is he doing it? He's got the Optimist here, and I know he's done something in Charleston. Ford Fry, do you keep up with him?
Ford Fry, I haven't heard that one. Wouldn't surprise me, though. I hope he does. I know people who know him. I could find out. So you never know. It would not surprise me at all.
He's got a place coming to Savannah. Well, I'm tickled to hear your list because I'm always looking for a good shot. But thank you for making time.
Very good. Thank you for taking some time and good luck to you. We'll see you soon.
You rock, Paul. Thank you.
Take care.